I'm pretty handy around the house, but I was recently trying to do some repair work on a little deck behind our house and, well, it was quickly becoming way beyond my ability. My friend Gary lives a few doors down and he's a general contractor. He came by to spy on my progress and was quick to offer suggestions. He told me what supplies I needed in a specific store to buy them. He then reminded me to tell them I sent you. Well, sure enough, mentioning Gary's name brought a little bit more customer service and a nice discount at the register. So are you a name dropper? Do you have a friend like Gary that's an influencer? Someone that can open doors for you? Well, I pray this meditation from Psalm chapter 24 will help you remember that as a child of the living God, His name brings authority and power. His name lifts and closed doors will open. Consider now the power of His name. And continue to rest here as we begin. Escape into this holy retreat, a place of encounter with the Lord of hosts and the King of glory. No matter the time of day, settle deeper into this divine retreat of quiet contemplation, a sanctuary to submit to the Creator of the universe. Surrender to God now as your eyes close, your breathing slows, and your heart starts to settle. As we continue, begin to take inventory of any prideful thoughts, any attempt to control your own path or open your own doors. Let those efforts now slip behind you. And in their absence, allow your thoughts to become humble as you center on this present moment and the authority of the Holy Father, Holy Son, and Holy Spirit. Resting now in the saving arms of God, listen and respond to Titus chapter 2. And as I lead you, answer, Heavenly Father, you are my King of glory. May the Lord bless the hearing and reading of His word. For the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation for all people. And Heavenly Father, you are my King of glory. For the grace of God has appeared, training us to renounce ungodliness and worldly passions. And Heavenly Father, you are my King of glory. For the grace of God has appeared so we might live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in this present age. And Heavenly Father, you are my King of glory. Continue to rest here in silence, safe in this humble refuge, and secure in this place of holy encounter with the glory of God. Take a moment to scan your mind, your soul, and your body. Search deep for areas of tension. moving from your toes up to your head. Scan each muscle and allow any tension to resolve. Sink deeper into wherever you're sitting or lying down. Just feel any tightness in your ankles, your knees, your hips, your hands, your arms, up and down your back, any tension in your neck. Just let each of those melt as you become still. Become weak in the powerful presence of God. Don't be frightened by the surrender. Just note your thoughts or tension that arises and allow it now to fall away. And for this next minute, surrender. Allow Him to carry the weight. Watch as He opens doors and silently whisper your prayer, Heavenly Father, You are my King of glory. Center now on the Holy Spirit transforming your mind and motivations to become those of Christ. Don't focus on your weakness, but center on His strength. Center on His power, carrying your frailty. Is your mind being pulled back towards self-sufficiency? Well, that's understandable, but not to worry. Just pause, breathe, and center back on being humbled in the presence of the King of Glory. Take this minute and intentionally center on being humbled by the ever-present presence of God. Allow pride and tension to ease. And take this minute to whisper your centering prayer, Heavenly Father, You are my King of glory. Center too when you're breathing. Bring your attention to each breath. Don't control the pace or the rhythm, just breathe. Be mindful of each breath you take. Is your breathing shallow or deep? Is it fast or slow? Now, take a deep breath into your stomach and hold it. Keep holding. You feel the tension to take a fresh breath. You think you may have some control, but eventually your body will demand you breathe. Now exhale and take in a deep cleansing breath. Now just continue to breathe naturally, slowly and deeply. Be humbled by your breathing, thankful for each cleansing breath. Imagine as each deep belly breath brings you closer before God, each breath out humbling you. Take this minute to lower your head as you breathe and bow before Him. Continue as you center now on God's message for you from Psalm chapter 24, verse 10, and we'll begin in the New King James Version. Cherish each word for you from King David through the Holy Spirit. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Selah. Which words in this reading sunk in most deeply? Listen once more and believe in the Holy Spirit reaching out to save you. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Selah. Which idea from this passage did you hold on to the tightest? Well, allow this next minute to be a time for your heart and mind to settle even deeper now into the divine presence of the King of glory. Listen once more to the expanded passage now from the New Living Translation. Open up ancient gates, open up ancient doors, and let the King of glory enter. Who is the King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord invincible in battle. Open up ancient gates, open up ancient doors, and let the King of glory enter. Who is the King of glory? The Lord of heaven's armies, he is the King of glory. How did you experience this passage personally? Well, for this next minute, return to your breathing as you center once more on humbly placing your trust into the authority of God. In this third reading, reflect on this passage as it becomes your own prayer from the New Living Translation. Lord God, I lift up my head to your gates. By your strength, I open the ancient doors of my heart so that you can come in. You, the King of glory. You, the strong and mighty. What is your heart crying out to God right now? Well, I want to give you this minute for that to be your contemplation. If your mind drifts, that's fine. Just pause, breathe, and imagine kneeling once more before the King of glory. Resting for a moment now in imaginative contemplation, I want you to listen for this sudden voice. That voice the shepherds heard as they visited the manger. And also watch for the doors of heaven to open. The doors the prophet Isaiah saw open in God's temple. Encounter too the cries of the angels singing, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord Almighty. The whole earth is full of His glory." His presence shakes the doorposts and thresholds of the temple. Feel it shaking your soul as well. Feel His glory sweeping over you. Well, for this next minute, join the choir of heaven singing of God's glory. You will one day. So practice now for a minute. Allow the tears to come, your hands to raise. Before this next minute, surrender to the authority of God as His glory shines in and through you. Center once more in your breathing. And when you feel ready, not a moment before, slowly open your eyes to the glory of God. I pray your life feels more centered and at peace than when we began. And as you walk along the path, encounter others stumbling or struggling to find their own way, consider how God might use you to bring them to Him, a safe place to worship. And let me pray too this closing benediction for you to lift your head to the heavens. Watch as ancient doors open. Listen as the voices sing of His glory. And may you know the presence of Christ, the steering of the Holy Spirit, and encounter the majesty of the Holy Father, now and always. And Lord God, hear our prayer. Amen.